Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include U.S. Religious Freedom Report draws attention to persecution of Falun Gong, story of an Asian restaurant in Argentina, Michigan Falun Gong practitioners participate in Memorial Day Parade, letter from a loving husband to his detained wife, abusive husband-turned-hero sentenced to prison for holding firm to his faith that changed his life, and Bulgaria, the art of Jenshan Rin visits the city of Burgas. Now for the stories. U.S. Religious Freedom Report draws attention to persecution of Falun Gong. The U.S. Department of State released the 2017 annual report on international religious freedom on May 29, 2018. China was again on the Tier 1 list of countries of particular concern. The report pays special attention to the persecution of Falun Gong and Christian and other religious groups. At a press briefing, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo stressed that the United States will not stand by as spectators to violations of religious freedom. The United States will host the first ever Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom on July 25th and 26th this year at the State Department to promote religious freedom. Pompeo said that protecting and promoting global respect for religious freedom is a priority of the administration. He said, "This ministerial, we expect, will break new ground. It will not just be a discussion group. The United States will not stand by as spectators. We will get in the ring and stand in solidarity with every individual who seeks to enjoy their most fundamental of human rights." Sam Brownback, Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, spoke at the briefing, saying, "Our goal is to protect freedom of conscience for all people. That means protecting a Muslim, Buddhist, Falun Gong practitioner, or Christian in China and their ability to pray and live out their life. China remains a very, very troubling country on religious freedom." The report brings up the dozens of Falun Gong practitioners who have died in custody during the persecution. The report stated, "According to Minghui, a Falun Gong-affiliated organization, during the year, 42 practitioners died in custody or following release from prison due to injuries sustained while in custody." The report gives details of the persecution of two practitioners. Reports from the Hong Kong chapter have mentioned Falun Gong practitioners and their activities many times. The report also mentioned that Chinese funds may have infiltrated Hong Kong. The Hong Kong Falun Dafa Association suspects that the Chinese Communist regime has financed private groups to harass and attack Falun Gong practitioners publicly at their activities. Practitioners still have a difficult time renting spaces from the government or private institutions for their meetings and cultural events. The Hong Kong Immigration Bureau denied entry to 43 Falun Gong practitioners from Taiwan at the airport in July 2017. The Bureau deported them back to Taiwan without giving a reason, according to a report by the Epoch Times.
A story of an Asian restaurant in Argentina. A Falun Gong practitioner opened an Asian restaurant in Buenos Aires, the capital of Argentina, 2 years ago. Several practitioners also became employees. They have helped many people learn about Falun Gong. The owner of the restaurant commented, "Because of its location in the downtown area, many of the customers are professionals, business owners, and of Chinese descent. Our premium food and high-quality service attracts groups of loyal customers. Many Chinese people come and eat at our restaurant, including regular employees, government officials, and tourists. Each week we provide them with news from the Epoch Times newspaper. During the Shenyun Performing Arts tours, we give them Shenyun brochures. We also set up a large screen television in the dining room so that people can watch as they eat. The password for the Wi-Fi connection is Falun Dafa is great. Chinese tourists and business professionals had various reactions when they heard about Falun Gong from us. Some read or took materials and some just listened. Most of them watched our television. One Chinese visitor visited us 3 times and left with materials and a copy of the book Juan Falun. Many customers seem to like us not only because they enjoy the food, but also because they like the environment. One of them is the former head of the National Security Agency, whose office is close by. He said his stomach problem stopped after he started eating here. We maintain a tight control on quality. For example, we only use organic chicken and fresh oil. The bread is also baked fresh daily. We hope the high quality and the positive energy of the practitioners will benefit our customers. Because we discipline ourselves with the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, many customers are impressed by our food and service. In these 2 years, a large number of customers have learned Falun Gong from us. Some are interested in reading more. Some have been to group exercises to learn the movements, and some have bought copies of Juan Falun. Working in the restaurant is very demanding, especially when there are a lot of customers. We need to act quickly, achieve good results, and work long hours every day. Other restaurant owners complain about managing restaurant employees, and employees are unhappy with low pay for intensive work. But in our restaurant, each of us is an exemplary worker because we follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance.
Michigan Falun Gong practitioners participate in Memorial Day Parade. Falun Gong practitioners in Michigan participated in the 94th Memorial Day Parade in Dearborn, Michigan on May 28, 2018. Falun Gong was the only Chinese-American group invited to the parade, one of the largest in the United States and the oldest ongoing parade in Michigan. The Falun Gong procession included a flag alignment, a Tang Dynasty drum troop, a large lotus flower float, and an exercise demonstration team. Their flags read Falun Dafa and Truthfulness, Compassion, Tolerance in both Chinese and English. Spectators rewarded practitioners with warm applause and cheers. Some people asked, "What is Falun Dafa?" Practitioners distributed introductory brochures to people along the parade route and answered their questions. World War II veteran Mr. Peter Reckinger and his wife Mary watched the parade with their granddaughter Julia. Mary praised, "The Falun Gong practitioners look beautiful." Peter added, "I was impressed with their message of peace. We need more things like this. The spiritual entries like Falun Gong are my favorite. Every one of them looks so peaceful." Julia also said, "Falun Gong is my favorite. It's pretty and relaxing." Local resident Kevin kept waving at the Falun Gong practitioners on Michigan Avenue. He said, "I remember this group from last year. That's how I heard about Falun Gong. It's good for your health and mind." A Chinese lady said to a practitioner who was distributing brochures, "Ma'am, you have been working hard. All of you did a great job." The practitioner replied, "Thank you. Watch for more of our procession. They are coming." When the Falun Gong practitioners passed the central stage, the Chinese lady saw the practitioner again and said, "Falun Gong is marvelous. I admire you for your persistence for so many years."
Letter from a loving husband to his detained wife. Ms. Kai Weihua, about 40 years old, is a Falun Dafa practitioner from Harbin City, Heilongjiang Province. Her husband is not a practitioner. Both graduated from college and have respectable careers. Ms. Kai and her husband were going to visit a relative on February 6, 2018. At the train station, her resident ID was checked and she was arrested. Police officers searched their home and confiscated a computer, printer, Dafa books, and cell phones. Officers from the Taidong Police Station and Xiangfang District Police Department returned to her home the following day and purposely displayed the items they had confiscated the previous day, took photos of them, and video recorded the proceedings. They then removed the items again. While Ms. Cai was being held in the detention center, the authorities demanded that she renounce her belief in Falun Dafa and admit guilt. Officials in the detention center also demanded that she recite the detention center regulations. When she refused, the guards punished all the inmates in the same cell, turning them against Ms. Cai. When her husband, Li Bawei, learned that she was being persecuted physically and mentally, he wrote a letter to encourage her. The following is Li Bawei's letter to his wife. "Learning of your situation in the detention center, I am very worried. I hope you can cheer up. The harsh condition is also a test for you, and I hope you persist in your belief. Only after experiencing the test of life and death and going through all kinds of hardships can one be reborn and reach the top. It is not wrong to have a faith. I will not blame you for that. No matter how your case develops, it will not affect our affection toward each other. A day together as husband and wife means endless devotion the rest of our lives. The affection between us is unbreakable. I assure you that there will be no issues about our marriage, and I will never give up on you. I will wait for you to come back home. You are not guilty, and there is no need to admit to anything you're falsely accused of. A printer, computer, and paper cutter are common tools in a modern family and workplace. How can these items be criminal evidence? Those books about your faith, just like the Bible, are used to purify one's soul. If they are regarded as criminal evidence, that means that someone can be convicted of merely thinking, which is ridiculous. What's wrong with downloading and reading some articles online? The phone is a communication tool. A person is not guilty for owning a few cell phones and making calls. Your belief is not an evil religion. You don't need to listen to what they say. Believe that you are innocent and that you have not violated any laws. Hold on to your belief, and you will become stronger. The prosecutor will verify the evidence, and you can calmly face him and tell him about the harsh conditions in the detention center and the so-called evidence. We purchased those items with our money and put them in our home. How can they be confiscated as evidence? A kitchen knife at home is also a kitchen tool. When it is used to hack at others, it becomes a murder weapon. All objects can become criminal evidence when they are used in an action or when they are just at home. Justice will surely prevail. Dark clouds will never cover the sunlight. We will try to find a way to get you out of the suffering. Do not lose your confidence. Do not do what others tell you to do. Please remember, you are not guilty for having a faith. Even if you are sentenced to prison because of your faith, no one will discriminate against you or look down on you. If you persist in your belief, I think that you will face everything calmly, even if there is a prison sentence. I have already made proper arrangements for Mom. She will slowly accept this reality. You don't have to worry about her health, since she is physically well. I will take care of everything at home. Our son has returned to school. No one at home blames you. They're all waiting for you to come back home." Li Baowei, March 12, 2018.
Abusive husband turned hero, sentenced to prison for holding firm to faith that changed his life. A 46-year-old man in Pingdu City was sentenced to 3 years in prison for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. Mr. Gao Hengbai credits Falun Gong for turning his life around. Once known as an abusive husband, he often beat his wife and smashed furniture. Yet he was a changed man after he began following Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance to conduct himself. His wife was thrilled to have a loving husband. Their across-the-street neighbor also benefited from Mr. Gao's transformation. Her natural gas pipe suddenly caught fire one day in 2016, and Mr. Gao rushed inside her house to put out the fire. She told her son to never forget about Mr. Gao, a hero that saved their lives. Having had first-hand experience with Falun Gong, Mr. Gao never wavered in his faith despite the ongoing persecution, and he used every possible opportunity to tell people that Falun Gong is nothing like what was depicted by the state propaganda. He was arrested on December 16, 2017, and first appeared in court on April 2, 2018. His lawyer entered a not guilty plea for him, as no law in China criminalizes Falun Gong. His sister defended his constitutional right to freedom of belief, and he also testified in his own defense. When the hearing resumed on May 22, the judge sentenced Mr. Gao to 3 years in prison. Mr. Gao immediately stated his intent to appeal the unjust sentence. He was taken to another room after the sentence announcement. Two bailiffs tried to force him to sign the verdict. He refused to sign, and his sister warned that their family would sue the court for sentencing Mr. Gao without legal basis. Mr. Gao's brother tried to enter the room, and the bailiffs threatened to arrest him. Mr. Gao's nephew also wanted to go inside, and the bailiffs grabbed his neck to push him out. Mr. Gao's mother wasn't allowed to talk to him, as promised by the judge. The head of the local 610 office was also present at the trial. The 610 office is an extra-legal agency tasked with eradicating Falun Gong and given power to override the judicial system.
Bulgaria, the art of Zhen Shan Ren visits the city of Burgas. An art gallery in the Bulgarian city of Burgas showcased the art of Zhen Shan Ren, Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance, exhibition on April 28th through May 6th, 2018. Amidst downtown construction and dusty streets, the works in the gallery revealed a splendid new world. Many visitors appeared to be pleasantly caught by surprise by the bright, beautiful paintings. The works in the art of Zhen Shan Ren are in a neo-Renaissance style and done in oil and classic Chinese watercolors. The works are realistic, but not limited to the reality of our tangible material world. What all the artists have in common is that they follow the ancient system for cultivating body and mind called Falun Dafa. Some of the paintings represent their own cultivation experiences, including heavenly scenes seen while in meditation or inner contemplation. Some of the artists were held in detention centers and brainwashing centers when the persecution of Falun Dafa in China began in 1999. Once released, they wanted to share with the world, through their art, what the Chinese Communist Party was doing to Falun Dafa practitioners. Many canvases display the torture methods used to try to force the practitioners to renounce their principles. Many of the exhibit visitors were young people and foreign visitors from Spain, Turkey, Russia, Poland, and Argentina also viewed the works. They learned about the persecution of Falun Dafa with a great deal of concern and wanted to know what could be done to stop it. One visitor from Turkey wrote, "We had no idea that such cruelty existed. Commenting on the positive side, as practitioners, we have stood up for their faith despite the abuse." One visitor wrote, "I feel inspired with faith in goodness, and I am impressed by the artwork's glow and light." A woman of Russian descent wrote, "Thank you very much for the exhibition. It reminds us of philosophical truths, which we forget during the struggles of everyday life." Her 10-year-old daughter added, "I like the painting with the lotus candle the most because it symbolizes faith." Students from a private high school in Burgas had many questions about the cultivation practice and the exercises. One of the practitioners demonstrated the exercises, and the students were delighted to learn. The wife of a prominent Burgas writer commented in the guest book, "Each act of power has a counteraction, and its most divine expression is in the art. Thank you for this pleasure."
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.